welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires, page by page, for the first time, and then we talk about it, and bore you mercilessly. This is page 131. Knowing better than to lock horns with Kostril when he was even slightly spun, Bass went to get a drink from the stream and splashed a little water on his face. He collected himself. As he collected himself, he was surprised to realize he didn't mind losing a round to Kostril. In fact, it filled him with an odd delight. It had been years since he'd been completely taken in, and any game grows boring if you always win. So he would need to dance a little faster if he wanted to keep Kostril on his toes, and Emberly as well, it seemed. When Bass came back to the top of the hill, Kostril was staring at the scattering of embers. "My granda has a telgum set," the boy said. "He used to throw stones to tell him the best time to plant. Drove my grand crazy." He leaned forward to look more closely. "What'd you ask him?" "Nothing," Bass said, sitting down again. But here, inside the tree, the near lie prickled him. "There's only one question anyone is ever truly interested in," he amended. "What now?" The boy nodded, looking down. "You get anything?" And that's the page. I'm Patrick.
I'm Amrita.
I'm John. So, there's only one question anyone is ever truly interested in. What now? Interesting. I don't know. What do we think about that? I feel like that's a very, very reductive statement.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bast is just constantly asking the Embrils what he should do next.
Yeah, actually, as I think about it, like, I think it makes it, it's totally Bast's driving question.
Exactly.
Like, Bast just kind of flicks from one moment to the next. And so, like, I think that actually is the one question that he is really interested in at any given time.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think just before this, there was an example of a different question. Kostril said his granda would ask for the best time to plant. That's not really a what now question. So yeah, I think past is full of it.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, what now? I think that is certainly Bast's question, but I also think, going back to what the mayor said, I think there is one question, or every man has one question that drives them, something like that.
That's a good connect.
Yeah, for Bast, it's just, what now? What should I do next?
Yeah.
Because he's fairly simple and just lives on his whims, essentially.
Basically.
Go
ahead.
What do you make of the... the near lie prickled him.
Yeah, I think. See, and this is sort of the ongoing question that we have, right? Of like, how much of this is just like Bast's own internal sense of like the way that he prefers to have things happen, and how much of it is like actual like zone of truth or magic that's happening around the lightning tree.
Yes, that is the question. That's our driving question.
That's our driving question. I think it's both. I think it's Bast like prefers not to lie, but he will. But inside the lightning tree, or inside the circle of the tree, it's more difficult or more uncomfortable for him to lie.
Yeah, I lean towards it being actual magic that prevents him from lying and like gives him some tingly physical sensations if he gets close to lying. And if he actually lies, he'll drop dead or something.
Wow, that's harsh. I wouldn't think drop dead, but...
I'm exaggerating, but...
Right, of course.
Yeah.
he did lie to the mayor's daughter about how he knew the kitten was a girl.
But wasn't it something like he preferred to tell the larger truth or something like that. Like, he didn't want to say the word penis, but
right.
he said something like, the kitten wants
a tickle to be its tongue. Yeah, the kitten decided it was a girl, yeah. and so
the kitten decided it's a girl, but then the part where he said, oh, I tickle its tummy, and if it winks at me, then I know it's a girl. That part was a lie. That part wasn't true.
No.
Yes, it was. He said explicitly that was a lie.
Okay.
We're going to have to go back and look at that, because I think that's actually very true. Because it means that... Yeah, never, never
mind. You think the kitten winked at him after he tickled its tummy?
No, he's talking about female kitten genitalia. That's what that means.
I totally did not go there.
I don't think that's what that means.
Okay, I think that's exactly what it means, but that's fine.
Listeners, write in.
Yes.
Settle the debate.
RJ saying, no, please don't write us letters about this.
Look at okay. John asking our listeners to write in about cat's genitalia.
Maybe we have a veterinarian who can tell us about winking kitten tummies. Let's move on. Let's see.
I like this passage where he says that he, you know, he enjoys playing a game with worthy competitors, and particularly this sentence, he would need to dance a little faster if he wanted to keep Costell on his toes. That's so delightful.
Mm-hmm. That is nice. Yeah, it brings to mind the people dancing with each other that are each one's trying to go faster and faster, and then just end up exhausting each other.
Yeah, like the Titanic below deck dancing scene.
Mm-hmm.
That's what reminded me of.
I don't think I've ever seen that all the way through. I've seen bits and pieces
kidding?
Over the years.
You haven't seen the Titanic?
Eh.
Wow. Every night in my dream.
I mean, yeah, I know the song.
Okay. I was thinking there's a scene in RRR, which Nick recommended a while ago. It's a Indian movie on Netflix. It's kind of like a revenge fantasy from the British occupation. But there's a scene in there where they're dancing and they're trying to outdance each other, and they're basically seeing who could dance the longest.
Was this the... there's a song that won an Oscar or something.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
It was like there was a crazy dance sequence. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about. So
that's
I'm
okay.
Just, yeah.
It's a movie that Nick recommended a while back.
In the Discord that people should join if they don't know what that is.
They should join the Discord.
That's right. Join the Discord and you can leave us letters there
about kittens.
About all sorts of things. or if you prefer to pretend that you are in 1997 and you want to write us an email instead, the address is narrowpodbetweenpages@gmail.com.
Or you could pretend to be in 1987 and write us an actual letter addressed to Omathai Manor, the dungeons, because that's where we are. And it will make it there and we'll read it.
100%. Please put a letter in your mailbox addressed to the dungeon at Omathai Manor.
Yes, absolutely.
And tell us how that goes. And then also, so as to keep us from starving and wasting away here, please toss a few shims to us on the Ko-fi, or even if you're very very. Generous and magnanimous with your spare money, you could join the Patreon. And I'm given to understand the trio are still producing Patreon content
mm-hmm.
every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that is certain to be worth your time. So patreon.com/pageofthewind.
For as little as $1 a month. You can get access to the whole back catalog. That is pennies an episode, y'all. That's a very good value.
Or you could just throw in some like grains of rice into the physical letter that you mail to Omathai Manor.
Yes.
That would also be appreciated.
Yes, please. And
one other way that you can support the show that doesn't cost you a blessed cent is to give us a rating and a review on whatever podcast platform you prefer to utilize.
Sorry, John. Thank you for actually doing the housekeeping. Meanwhile, I'm just saying random shit.
Well, somebody's got to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll clean up other nonsense on tomorrow's narrow page.
Narrow page. Every night in my dreams.